Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 21st, Wednesday, day 318. Today's topic, be a weeping farmer carrying seed to sow. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time of Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 126 verses 4 to 6, Ezekiel chapter 42 verse 1 to chapter 43 verse 27, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 1 to 20, Proverbs 28 verses 6 to 7. Please pause here and read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening today. The topic I received from Jesus is, be a weeping farmer carrying seed to sow. Today's passage led me to think of the stole Archbishop Yong Ping Chung gave to each of our newly consecrated AMIA bishops. They are all being sold by some sisters. From the Anglican Diocese of Sabah. Sow with tears, reap with joy. I think of the photo I copy and paste here of when I was consecrated 9 years ago as a bishop and had the honor to have Reverend Dr. Rick Warren. To preach in the consecration service. Seeing all those smiles, really thankful. Life is actually really very simple. What our God, who creates the heaven and earth, wants is for us to be a weeping farmer carrying seed to sow. If we can live out what it says in today's James, chapter 5, verses 7 to 8, to be a weeping farmer who patiently wait for the harvest, then our lives will surely experience the promise of today's Psalm. 126, verses 5 to 6, sow with tears, reap with joy. But the story of mankind has been like what today's Ezekiel described. Deserting God, that God's glory left His temple. Poor human beings. May you be able to become a weeping farmer carrying seed to sow so that you can truly experience the promise of today's Psalm. 126. Sow with tears, reap with joy. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. And let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to become a weeping farmer carrying seed to sow, so that we can truly experience the promise of today's Psalm 126:5-6. Sow with tears, reap with joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is your next step to become such kind of farmer, farming for more lives to go back to Jesus? Number two, how could today's message help you to readjust your life path? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.